If there are no questions on, any questions on fees?
No, I just wanted to make sure that people do recognize that these are just student fees and that they're completely separate from participation fees.
These are completely separate from participation fees.
Is music and some of these do overlap with participation?
They do. These are academic fees, you know, for academic courses only. We have a couple more that I'll go a little more quickly now through. We have a resolution for our insurance, property, fleet, and liability insurance for the district. This is an annual move that we've made. This is with a similar, or this is with the same company, Ohio School.
Ohio School Plan.
Thank you, Ohio School Plan. I couldn't come up with a P. I wanted to, I was going to say photography, that's not. Ohio School Plan. We've purchased our insurance in the past from. This is actually, when we look at our resolution from last year, this is slightly lower. But we did make some changes this year because of the exchange of properties. So it is slightly higher, but only by a couple hundred dollars. It's not a significant impact to our budgets. We do have payment in lieu of transportation here, again, for students that go to private schools who would otherwise be eligible for transportation here in the district. We are required to either provide transportation or deem their transportation of the school as impractical. And we deem that it could be for a variety of reasons. If they're more than 30 minutes on a bus, we're allowed to deem it impractical. If we have only a handful of students going somewhere, we can deem it impractical. So there's a list there of for the board to consider. And then we have the last two under my area are quotes for photography services. We have one resolution for the K-12 and one for 9-12. I will just say briefly that Mr. Kosovar had put together a team of some administrators to review the contracts and the services, proposed services provided. They have put in their recommendation there. And if I am correct in stating these are the same services from the same companies that we have used previously.
That is correct.
They were very cognizant of costs involved to our students, trying to keep in mind benefits to the students in reviewing the companies. So those are the recommendations of those two. Any questions on any of those resolutions?
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations, resolutions?
I'm gonna ask that we go 4A through D. I'm gonna ask that we do permanent and temporaries as separate. So we do A through D, E separate, F separate, and then we can combine G through K.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations 4A through 4D?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I'd like to thank you for the very detailed description and explanation of everything.
Well,
I think that's very helpful.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
There are motions to approve treasurer's recommendations, resolution 4D.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
There are motion to approve the treasurer's recommendation 4F.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve treasurer's recommendations, resolutions 4G?
So moved.
We'll go 4G through 4K.
Oh, I'll still move in if it's okay with everybody.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Super, thank you. Discussion. Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to superintendent's recommendations.
Yes. I would like to read gifts and donations. It is a smaller list being summer. The Brandstetter family donated $25 to Holly Lane Elementary School. This donation will be used to purchase guided reading group books. Kristen Daly donated $250 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. We had an anonymous donor donate $4,000 to the Chad DeLillo Spirit Award Scholarship Fund. Hilliard PTA donated $6,579 to Hilliard Elementary School to be used for the purchase of Chromebook cart and Chromebooks. Mark Sarna donated $500 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Michael Sarna donated $250 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. And Westlake Demon Athletic Boosters donated $9,264 to the athletic department at Westlake High School. So we'd like to thank everybody for their donations to our school. 5B, I'm going to touch on just a couple of the hirings, the approvals that I'm searching for some of our employees. One is an administrative staff member, Gavin Burwald. And Gavin was previously our transportation director and had left due to retirement and was replaced by Abby Dowd. And Abby is now leaving. And we posted the job and really tried to get candidates, but I think at the end of the day, we probably had four people apply for the job. And a couple had no experience. I think one was a bus driver, but has never been in a leadership role. Another person was a teacher in another school district that had never worked in transportation. We did have one transportation director apply, but we made phone calls and weren't thrilled with what we were hearing. And then we had Gavin, who we had had in the past, we're very happy with. And so we're cognizant of the fact that he had retired, and as we had drawn the comparison or the description in the past, we typically don't do retire, rehire, right? But we can hire retired people. So Gavin didn't retire, and then we turned around and said, you can have your same job right back. He left, we had another person in, and after a couple years, he came back and applied. And in our candidate pool, he was by far the best. And as I sat and met with him, because I had met Gavin before, and I had a chance to interview him with Brady and Dave, and very impressed with him, and walked away feeling very fortunate that we had a candidate like him to come back. So we're very excited about having Gavin. Gavin would have been here again, but he is on a vacation, I believe. So he would have been here with the other people being hired. So bringing Gavin back is a really good thing for the school district. The other administrative contract renewal we have is Doug Warnicki. You know, in our school district, we have classified members, certified members, administrators, and then Doug. Doug had his own, and it took us a while to figure out, not him as an individual, but when you have Doug as a position, he wasn't in any of those categories. At first, and I believe even in my report that I submitted to you, the thought was that with the gray area he was in, it would be better to have him come in the exempt status. But then as Todd continued to research it, he was actually more closely aligned to the administrative contract than he was the exempt. So I know Brady and Todd met with Doug this week, and so we are moving him to it was like in a pseudo-administrator contract, but we'll put him into the category of his administrator. But we are going to take this year and really look at the responsibilities and make sure we have it right. So it is just a one-year contract, but it's not in any way on performance, but more on getting a better understanding of how we can use this position better in the future. So we do have that on as a 1 year for approval today. The licensed staff, you met Dan, and I always want to say it's Michaela, but it's not, it's McCallum, okay. Because the way I just read it, she goes by Bella, and Alicia. So you met the three of them this morning. And also when we look at the Title I, both Sarah and Nicole, you had a chance to meet as well. I did bundle these recommendations all the way through, all the way through U. Nope, wait, through V. They're all the typical contracts that we would go for, whether it was extended school year or supplementals starting off the year, Title I support staff, Title III. So we have a lot of activities going. There's Title I summer school that's happening. We have extended school year. So as you go through these sports camps, these are pretty typical and annual resolutions. If you have any questions about, I'm not going to go through each one of those unless you want me to, but if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but they're the programming that we do through the summer or at the beginning of the school year.
I don't have questions about those. I do have one question, several points about Director of Transportation.
Yes.
Is this an appropriate time to ask? Oh,
sure.
Okay, so first of all, longevity with Gavin, I'm concerned that he won't, be here for 1 or 2 years and then leave again. And my second concern is with the low candidate pool and the lack of experienced people in this position, is there something that we can do ourselves or investigate to see? I mean, I know there's training involved and experience required, but it seems like we should be able to build up knowledgeable people that could step into this position, because it's a pretty good position.
I think it's a great position, and that's the exact conversation that we had. We have the situation we're in when it comes to transportation. If you recall, we did a retiree hire with OPSI, and we have two positions, the assistant and the dispatcher are both retiring at the end of this upcoming school year, which puts us in a position to, you're talking about a grow your own type of situation. And we would like to do something like that. We have to have some conversations about those positions, the assistant and the dispatcher, they are listed in the contract a certain way. We would like to grow a person, develop a person. We're expecting Gavin, when we spoke to him, he was saying 3 to 5 years, I believe he said, which would be great. But it also puts us in a position where, as we're having new people come in other positions in the bus garage, transportation department, it does put us in a position to do that. So we'd like to, that would be our goal, but we have some things we have to work out.
So that's I know it's a specialized position, I know we've chatted about this a little bit, but just to give all of us an idea of the specialization involved and what we might do to develop such a program to develop someone.
Well, I think you have, first of all, we are switching to a new transportation software. So it's balancing, one part of it is the routes. Obviously being able to establish the appropriate routes, the number of buses we're gonna run. It's also being able to field phone calls. We have a lot of parents who get concerned about a lot of bus situations, whether it's weather conditions, whether we should stop in front of everybody's house. And not do a group stop, whether it's, so we have those parent concerns, but there's also a lot of state guidelines when it comes to busing, when it comes to, as you're building those routes, How far, what type of a distance do you need from an intersection? What do you need to be looking at in a bunch of different capacities? And I can't list all the guidelines that go with running bus routes, but there's a lot. So it is a pretty specialized area. We do believe that it's something that there's enough resources in place and supports through the state that we could bring someone in and train them. But the other part is really managing staff. You know, our bus fleet, when you look at the bus drivers, I'll turn to either Brady or Dave to correct me, but I believe when we look at our bus staff, it is probably the largest classified staff we have. When you look at secretaries, when you look at custodians or anything like that, our bus drivers is the largest number. So you not only have to have the skills to be able to create the routes and follow the guidelines and answer parent phone calls, but you have to manage a very large staff. So there's a challenge in that too.
I'm very appreciative and glad that we have Gavin back, especially in light of the new school next year, which will be an entirely new system.
Rerouting all of that. And I think they're beginning to create those routes now.
Yeah, we've started it.
Yeah, and so they're already working on that. But it's obviously with the students we have, but that changes a bit, but you're right. Can I answer any other questions about, I would say, letters B through, I think I said V?
Yeah. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Well, then I'll go into W, and there's just, this is what we're looking at for extended school year. This is a contract with North Coast and North Coast Therapy to provide extended year services. The next one is a contract with, I believe, the ESC and the. And this is another project, 6 weeks, 30 days from June 11th to June 27th for individual therapy services as needed, $65 an hour. Again, for the extended school year program that we're currently doing. I put the resolution for FMLA second, because I pulled it out of the employment section because it's really not voting on that, but I just, that's something that we would just typically put in there. And then finally, letter Z, a resolution to approve an overnight field trip for the high school vocal department in Canada. If you have any specific questions about that, I'm sure Paul can give you those. Now, as far as bundling those, I always like to keep letter A separate, accepting gifts and donations. But if it's okay with the board, I don't see any reason why we can't do 5B through Z. Unless there's anything you want pulled out.
Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation, resolution 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Thank you to all those people.
I know. Thanks
very
to very
generous donors.
Absolutely. Further discussion on resolution 5A. Roll call.
Luzinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendations 5B through 5C?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I think about that thoughtful consideration to Mr. Warnke. I agree with you with these further conversations. I heard a little chuckling out there in the crowd, and Mr. Warnke is a special guy. He's done some unique things. I think about how he directed, along with the student director, the musical and participated, for example, in the boys' choir. He's a neat guy, and I'm glad that you're giving some thoughtful consideration this coming year on Doug's future. Other discussion regarding 5B through 5C. Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Luzinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have a second hearing of the public. The public has an opportunity to reach out to the board really on any issues. If you would raise your hand and let us know that you'll be addressing the board. Anyone wishing to address the board with a hearing of the public at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to board comments.
I need to.
Sure, we will have a recess for 2 minutes.
So Blair is going to stay in the summer here. I saw some of the pictures of us having a space camp.
She loved it.
Yeah, I did.
They had to build a robot to swim in the lake and go through certain rings. That was her favorite part.
So we're saying,
and they also had like this Mars terrain.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm making this fun.
She had to build a robot to go through that stuff. And it was working as a team. It wasn't just for our own. And it was.
It was so cute. I walked up.
What's so interesting is this is robotics.
Yeah, like the study was on.
It's like Monday through Friday, like 4 days. It's like building these kids and installing it. It was, here's a challenge. Here's a resource. That you have. By the way, each resource costs a certain amount. And you are alone in so much money. And if you want to go above that, then you can obtain sponsorships, or you have to do these mini challenges. Yeah, so it's, I mean, which is very much very, very
important.
So it's not just like you can go like, so she did their robotics camp.
And so
here, she loved it. She's like, this was the best robotics program I've ever done.
So it looks like you have a teacher.
You never know, like she likes to go out
the kids are at the door.
No one did those camps until the summer.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe she did that.
So she wanted to change.
She never did that secondary. She never set up.
She wanted to go, but she was always like,
So do you get any contact?
I didn't see that.
I mean, I'll be a couple hours away, but. She really enjoyed it, so it was great. And then her team ended up winning one of the There's the, they do an award for best.
No, not
like the ones who won the best. They don't find out like that. So you should say cheers and
he's a great guy.
Okay,
good.
She loved it.
One item I'll just touch on from my report. I know I talked about construction. We're going into the policies, but with people being here, I would encourage you to go out and look at the work on the track. That's another project that's happening this summer. And I stopped by this morning and they were beginning to put more coats on. And just even just having the colors match look so much nicer. But when you see the quality of the track, it's gonna be a much nicer product for the kids. So. When you're done here, if you want to walk out and look at it, I would encourage you to do so.
Moving on to 8A, the second reading of board policies. Dr.
Yeah,
Guy,
we went through. We had a bunch of these, and we've gone through them. We went through with policy committee. All these were sent to the board. There were some semantics changes in two of them since the first reading, and when you. You look at policy 2271, College Credit Plus. I know what this policy is doing is what's been interesting about College Credit Plus is when the state originally came out and said you need to do College Credit Plus, they said anybody who wants to take it can take it. And then we didn't like that because we wanted to make sure that people were ready to take these courses. And now all of a sudden, all these kids start failing college courses. And then they have to pay for them. They have to, their grade point average is getting damaged and all those type of things. So they came back and said, okay, schools, you need to figure out what are you going to do with all these kids failing? So then the state was supposed to create guidelines, and then they waited and waited and waited, and then punted to the school districts and said, you guys need to come up with something, some policy on students who are failing. And so I know Kathy and Paul and the counselors have looked at this, and I think this is very, very similar. I don't think any of the actual, so as far as, it's more of a verbiage change in this.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think it was just cleaned up. And what we're saying is that if you do fail and you will be put on probation coming back and a lot of it, and then being able to take courses again, you need to, in order to do it with restrictions and without restrictions, there are some guidelines set. The only reason I'm pointing this one out again, there were just a couple changes in there when it comes to verbiage. It's not going to change anything content-wise, but I thought I would point it out. The second one is, you'll see that there's one that says drug and alcohol testings of CDL. That's different than the other drug testing one we're doing. That's the change inside there, like I said before, they did some language changes to where I believe it says something like, or getting ready to perform a job. So I think there was probably a situation where someone showed up to work drunk and or on drugs, and they said, well, I'm actually not doing my job yet. And it's like, okay, well, you know, at least that's the way it reads to me when I look at the policy, because if you open that one, Todd,
I can't.
Well, you can't open that. Well, what it says here, and the change that they put in there, it says, this term further indicates any period which an individual is actually performing, ready to perform, or immediately available to perform any safety-sensitive function. So it sounds like someone said, well, I'm not officially on the clock yet, so I'm not in trouble. So it looks like that's my opinion on that. But the one we do have that is ours locally is, let me go through. Seeing it, staff use. Where's our proposed?
Yep.
In our proposed,
55,
yeah, 5530. This one is, and just to point out, the last sentence there, it says the superintendent shall establish procedures for implementation of this policy as well as procedures to address violations. One of the things that we talked about before is having the high school team and the middle school teams go through that. The guidelines that they're still finishing, and I think they'll have in July, Paul. I think that. Mm-hmm. So when you vote on this, you're not voting on that book, you know, that type of thing here. This is just setting the stage that we will establish those procedures.
Will those be presented to us? I know we won't vote
they'll
on them.
They'll be presented informationally for sure,
yeah,
because I know that's been that is something that, you know, you guys are going to be asked about, so absolutely,
yeah,
I think it's
calls.
One, yeah, that will definitely be presented. But those
that'll
are the only
good.
Ones I wanted to point out. The rest of them are exactly like they were.
All right. Now we can vote on them.
Shall I move on to board items 8B, the resolution to approve those very board policies? Is there a motion to approve resolution 8B.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I'd like to thank really everybody who has helped to shore up these policies, whether it's our College Credit Plus. I would encourage anyone in the public to continue to advocate with their lawmakers that they make policy that really is good for students and put students first and not their financial interests first. Oftentimes we are left with fixing policy, and this is a great example of that with College Credit Plus. I also want to thank everybody from the district for listening to community members, for tweaking and revising policy and procedures along with our proposed drug policy, the drug testing policy for students. I know that this is something that from hearing from other districts, we've done it in a very thoughtful manner. We've listened to the pros and cons of that. And I think it's something that can fit in nicely with our other preventative measures that we take as a district. It's not a standalone, the policy alone to randomly drug test students in extracurricular or holding driving passes is not going to eliminate drug problems, but working with the other prevention pieces we have with our prevention coordinator, leadership academy, leadership challenge group, it will be another piece that can help our students get the help that they need. So thank you to all involved in having those difficult conversations.
And did you enjoy being on the policy committee this year?
I did. I did. It was a good year, you know, a lot of action. A lot of action.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Get out.
Roll call.
To adjourn at 9:53 a.m. Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.